Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Donnie Baker's in studio, plus more Smothers Brothers, state slogans, and a vicious rooster. All right after this.
And now, Bob and Tom Television presents The Bonanza Reunion Show.
Hoss? Little Joe? Hoss? Little Joe?
The Bonanza Reunion, only on Bob and Tom Television.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Comedian Scott Henry, now a Kentuckian.
Yes.
Resides in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. He's going to join us momentarily. There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Former Missourian, or is it Missouriite?
In.
Missourian?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Missourian.
Okay. And then Christy,
show me.
Christy Lee right there. Show me what?
Show me state.
Okay. Sure. Now, Christy.
What is the new slogan for Ohio? The Find It State or something?
The Buckeye State.
No.
Part of it all.
No. We were just driving over the vacation and you go into Ohio, or I think it was Ohio, and it said, Find It in Ohio or something. I'm like, what?
Nope. It's Ohio. Find it here.
Thank you. Find it here.
So if you're looking for something, yeah, you can find it in Ohio.
I go, well, I didn't know I lost something.
Do they pay ad agencies to come up with these terrible slogans?
Yep. And when they're not playing Nerf basketball, they come up with Ohio. Find it here.
Huge signs. Huh. Ohio. Find it here.
The best slogan.
The slogan replaces
is live free or die.
Yeah, that's absolutely one of the best.
That's the best one. Instead of these manufactured Chamber of Commerce BS, find it here.
I don't mind that.
It replaces.
What do you mean you don't mind it? Are you kidding?
It replaces
it's vague, stupid. It's everything you hate in life.
It replaces a 16-year-old slogan, Ohio, so much to discover.
Oh.
It's essentially the same thing. Find it here, so much to discover. Yeah. I kind of like it.
Find it here. I didn't know I lost something.
I like Texas. Don't mess with Texas.
By the way, I drove through.
I like that too.
I drove through Ohio twice on vacation. I didn't find it.
Oh.
Well, you got to find a new boyfriend then. Or did he find it?
No, that's
Have you ever said to him, find it here?
Find it here.
Oh, take your time. There's so much to discover.
Whoa.
Hey, you don't mean that. It's implied.
No, I didn't mean the vast.
Now you're
large
implying that I have
amount.
Let's see, Alabama.
Acreage of.
Are we going to do this? Alabama, we're going to go through all 50, okay?
No, we're not going to.
No, but I do.
Share the wonder.
Ooh, I like that.
Are these on their license plates? Is that what this is?
It's official slogans according to my redirected Google, which is now Bing.
Alabama is what now?
Share the wonder.
Oh, that's because the Hostess factory is down there. It's a bread joke, everybody.
Alaska, beyond your dreams.
Yeah, because I can't get there. It's too far away.
Yeah, it's too far away. Arizona, the Grand Canyon state.
See, at least it's stating a simple fact. It's not some vague searching thing.
Find it here.
Arkansas.
I love you, Ohio.
The land of opportunity. I thought that was New Mexico.
Arkansas? Land of enchantment is New Mexico.
Huh.
At least it was when I lived
there.
I do
find New Mexico enchanting.
It is enchanting.
I love driving.
There's a lot going on in New Mexico.
Do any of them just outright say that they suck?
Yeah.
Do any of them say, like, hang on, you'll be in Florida in 20 minutes?
I like Connecticut. Full of surprises.
No.
Kansas, couple good places. The rest, real flat, guys. Yep. Real flat.
Yeah, maybe you should. One of them should just say corn, 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 corn.
Roll
like that great song.
Ball in Kansas, and you can write down.
They're all very chambered.
Get pulled over for doing 92 and trying not to yell at the cop. That's what Kansas is.
Delaware's the blue hen state.
Blue hen?
They're blown hens. I'm not sure which.
Blown?
I doubt if it's blown hens. At least it's, thank God, it's not. Well.
Stop.
Oh, we have chickens in the news.
We do?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Do you have the chicken story?
I thought you were doing something else.
No, we have chicken.
Idaho, great potatoes.
Well, good.
See, now that's a good slogan.
A so-called vicious rooster is attacking pedestrians in a small Arkansas city.
Love it.
In Jasper, they're planning to draft an ordinance next month to address this violent bird.
Why doesn't somebody just wring its neck?
Yeah.
You need an ordinance?
Yeah, I got a suggestion for him. It starts with Kentucky Fried.
Let me go there and rent a car. We'll see if there's a problem.
Mayor Jan Larson said the rooster attacks people and scratches them and added, we can't let people get hurt because of an errant rooster.
Is this Mayberry?
The bird began... The bird began patrolling the sidewalk and street in front of a home nearly a month ago. Sarah Orwalski, a specialist with the University of Arkansas, cautioned that running away from roosters... running away from roosters encourages them to chase you.
I see.
If you stand up to them, eventually they're going to back down.
Roosters are just like...
So I'm sorry. So this rooster is preventing people from crossing the street.
Yeah, the roosters protect their flock of hens, Tom, especially during the summer and spring mating season. So that's why he's probably attacking people because
So what you're saying technically is the road is getting cock-blocked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
By an actual
cock. Pretty much.
Roosters and broads. All the same, ain't they, Chip?
That's right.
You run, they chase.
That's right.
You stand up to them, they shut up.
That's right. So they chase them, they'll run away.
Rather than just wring this rooster's neck or shoot it, they've had to go to some college professor.
Yes.
No, they're going to draft an ordinance in the city hall.
What was that? Is the rooster going to read it?
I have to let you know, if anybody in this room got scratched by a rooster, I would never stop laughing. Just so if I saw it happen, or if I saw chicken pecked in the shin.
I want chickens. I think I can have chickens.
My neighbors got chickens recently.
I think I can have chickens, and I got a place for them and everything.
Here's my question.
Do you know who has chickens?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oscar had them.
Yeah, you know what happened?
Coyote got them all.
Killed them all.
Coyote killed them all?
So he claims. I think he just got tired of the balking. Went out there, rang
the Well, I went out balking. There and all the chickens were already had their necks wrung by the coyote. Yeah.
What's worse than coyotes is the raccoons eat them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Am I right, Jeff?
Oh, the raccoons.
Yeah, raccoons are
vicious.
So
why don't they,
hunters.
Turn some raccoons loose on this rooster?
How do people? Kidding. They let their chickens out. Have you ever noticed this? How do they know not to cross the road? I know
that's very funny,
like
Christy. And yes,
they've read the joke,
but it's true.
So this place, this one rooster is bothering this whole town.
Yes, in Arkansas.
Did they have a sign up there? Beware of cock, with a little rooster outline.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Now, if I'd said that, you know what? You would look at me and say,
All right.
That's exactly
no reason to go down vulgar road, slack wit.
Yes.
Cockety, cock, cock, cock.
Charming.
Someone put that sign in front of Kevin Spacey's house.
See, we can talk about Kevin again. This is exciting.
It's his birthday. Scott Henry, many, many years in Hollywood, and you've moved to Lexington, Kentucky.
Many, many.
And you're getting married next year. You're looking great. You are in super good shape. I know that you used to be a very competitive bowler.
Which go hand in hand.
But not necessarily.
Yeah,
going.
Yeah.
Although today's bowlers are in better shape than back in the day.
It's an athletic thing to do. But I always, I grew up wrestling, and so I have many body issues. And so now I can't even walk by the mirror. I'm a crazy still with diet and I work out. And I don't go crazy with it. I do a 45-minute workout, which is kind of all you need, right? First 30 minutes I spend untangling my headphones.
Sure.
You know, then I'm so pissed, my heart rate's up, you know. I do some light stretching and out the door.
What's working? You look really great.
Thanks.
You don't age at all.
Oh, gosh.
You've got the...
Put the glasses on.
No, he's got the Dick Clark thing. He doesn't...
Well, I'm glad you said Clark. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
He's got the Dick
it's
Clark.
It's not us. You're the ones talking dirty over there.
You know, Catherine, for my birthday, you know, Catherine got me a Fitbit for my birthday, which is kind of rude. You know, I didn't get her a scale, you know, a pack of Spanx. Cause she, you know, I don't, when I get on the treadmill, she's like, well, why don't you read when you're on the treadmill? I'm like, yeah, let me do two things I hate at once. Why don't you just call me? We'll talk about the state of our relationship. I'll make any man run right there.
No, we have Christy at
that
the...
That seems to be a theme today.
We have Christy Lee at the news desk.
A stretch of highway in Germany was shut down after a truck carrying 17 tons of chocolate caught fire.
17 tons.
That's our second big chocolate story this week.
Yeah.
Remember we had the guy that fell into a vat of chocolate?
Yeah. He drowned real bad.
No, he did not drown.
His death was delicious.
He did not drown.
He did not. You know, but it reminded me of the famous... Do you remember the Smothers Brothers?
I'm leaving. God, I'm leaving.
No.
There's a famous Smothers Brothers bit.
It's not famous.
I fell into chocolate and I said, help. Instead of
fire. Tom, I want you to know, you mentioned this, what, 2 days ago? I thought about this joke. I'm not kidding. For half a day.
Just getting madder and madder
and
madder.
And I figured out actually what the joke should be. But if you please discuss it and I'll tell
well,
you.
Well, there's a famous, right. I think it's from Smothers.
Famous.
Smothers Brothers Live at the Purple Onion, a legendary comedy album. I think that's, is that the one it's on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
it's got to be a painful listen.
The Smothers Brothers, they had a famous TV show.
Just an excruciating. I fought through that album this weekend. I can just imagine.
We even played it last week.
Mom always liked you best.
Well, rather hear my own eulogy.
Well, I've been working on it. You wanna...
Says no. You.
I've been working on Josh's eulogy. Number one priority, of course, the catering. thank you, Ace. The famous you know who the Smothers Brothers were,
care. Of course.
In fact, the Smothers Brothers just did a gig where you
McCurdy's,
were
McCurdy's.
Like,
yeah, 3 days ago.
McCurdy's in Sarasota,
somebody
Florida.
Stop them, jeez! Stop.
But their famous
them.
Bit was this: is they're doing this song, and this guy falls into a vat of chocolate. And he yells fire, and then Dickie says, why would he yell fire? And Tommy goes, because no one's going to come rescue me if I scream out chocolate. Yeah. Now, sure, it was the
mid-60s. I totally disagree. Wow. That joke doesn't work.
It doesn't
work. Did
you
hear the reaction on the do you care?
When I was 5 years old, I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard.
So that's the only reason I'm doing this story about the fire in Germany?
Yep.
And...
No, this is but I'm saying, isn't it funny? We've got another great story.
But here's
story.
The thing. Shouldn't that joke be, I was in a fire and I yelled chocolate? Why did you yell chocolate? So that, because nobody's going to come if I yell fire, because people are afraid of fire.
Yeah.
That's they love chocolate.
They love
it
chocolate.
Reversed.
Exactly.
No.
The joke's backwards.
Yes, the joke is backwards.
Turducken doesn't work.
Oh, my God. It works way better than forward.
No, so this story involves not a vat of chocolate, but a highway catches fire because 17 tons of chocolate are in this truck that gets rammed.
Yeah, the fire occurred while the truck was on the A14 Autobahn near Grebo, July 15th. Driver escaped without injury. But all the cocoa was destroyed. Cause of fire under investigation. Police said it was likely a technical defect with the truck.
All that chocolate, they changed it to an Autobahn bond.
Oh, nice.
See, now there's
that's
comedy.
That's a joke.
That is a joke.
Take that, Smothers Brothers.
Now, you have a song?
Yeah, I should put that Autobahn joke in my song now, though.
Okay.
Well, do you want some comedy?
Yeah. Sure. That'd be at least one.
This is a parody of the song Autobahn.
Cleaning up the chocolate on the roadway to Berlin. 17 tons of cocoa caught on fire. The driver Klaus had left the house, then his rig went up in flames when he was rammed and spilled the chocolate sauce. Hershey Highway, I just rear-ended you. Hershey Highway, chocolate everywhere. What a stroke of luck if it hit a peanut butter truck. Everyone,
yeah.
Hershey Highway, I just rear-ended. rear-ended you.
Yeah.
Apologies to Gordon Lightfoot. God, I love that original song. That was nice, too, by the way. Thank you very much.
Put that on your playlist.
Our second big chocolate story of the week.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you fell into a vat of chocolate, you'd yell chocolate?
Yes, because people would come. If you yell fire, they're not going to come.
Josh has a point.
I like chocolate, but not that much.
Yeah. You have the original bit. You have the original bit over there. Why don't you play it?
No.
Ah, Jesus. God. I mean, it's just.
We'll just move on.
Shut up.
How you liking them Smothers Brothers, Pat?
I like them, actually.
Look, they definitely have their
absolutely place. Not that yes. bit, though.
And didn't he use that yo-yo thing?
Yeah, the yo-yo
man. Remember that hilarious chunk of their lives? He was the yo-yo man?
Yo-yo man came later in their career.
Yo-yo man.
No, Tommy's yo-yo man. He's an expert yo-yo.
Yo-yo man.
He was a bad cellist, see? Yo-Yo Ma.
He plays
it is.
Oh. He plays the guitar.
That's as good as the chocolate.
Dickie plays the bass.
Upright bass, yeah.
Stand up bass.
So who's better, Tom, them or the Gallagher brothers?
Yeah, Gallagher and Gallagher 2.
Did they ever play together?
No. Liam and Wonderwall, right?
Oh, Gallagher.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, there's two lesbians in Oasis.
That's right.
That helps.
I love Wonderwall.
Today's gotta be the day when they gotta come back to you.
Oh, God, every jackass.
Oh, I love that song.
With a guitar, shows up at a party.
Wonderball, right now. Wonderwall.
Wonderball.
Wonderball. Right though.
Wonderbra.
Wonderball.
That's it right there. Yeah. It's out of tune, but
yeah.
As you were.
No, please read the stellar lyrics.
Reminds me of getting a handy in Gulf Shores on spring break.
See?
Oh, sorry.
Wonderwall?
Wonderful. Sure.
No, the name Liam.
Excellent.
Sorry. Sorry. Nothing wrong with Liam.
Oh, Pat, you're doing a great job.
Pat, you sound right.
Sound right on. Now you got to tune that, baby.
Today is going to be the day.
All right, enough.
He's genuinely mad.
Right now, he should have somehow realized what a thing to do.
Snottier.
I don't believe that it's going to be the day when they're going to throw back to you.
Everyone sucks.
You now.
This is the worst. Yeah, let's play the Purple Onion Smothers Brothers instead.
Well, there's many great things we could play, like...
Christy's out. He's leaving.
She's gonna get her 10,000 steps in.
I'd rather listen to the Freddy than Wonderwall.
Well, you're just wrong.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.